So I probably should have mentioned this when I first started, but as you can see off to my right, the name of VBS, the Vacation Bible School, this year was the Rolling River Rampage, like that first song. And Beth was talking about how like that was like the most complicated song they could have done, but since it was the kind of like headline song, it had to go in. But it's this idea of going on an adventure, right? And the idea of our walk with Christ, our life with Christ being adventurous, being something that that we work through, that we wander through, that is challenging and sometimes scary and exciting all at the same time. Or not at the same time, but at different times. And this idea of our walk with Christ, this idea of what it means to be a disciple, what it means to be a Christian, I thought it was worth spending a little time talking about that, because it tends to be really difficult. You know, I have, you know, these 15 minutes each week to kind of try to draw out of the text what I think God is trying to speak to us. But some of the real basic things about who we are and what this whole thing kind of is about, it's sometimes hard to kind of keep that consistency. And I forget that the rest of you, thankfully, don't live in my head the rest of the week and go through all the other stuff that I think about as we kind of come into these Sundays. But see, the thing is that for me, when I was growing up, when I became a Christian and kind of gave my life to Jesus, was the phrase that was used very commonly. And I've talked about this before, for me, it was very much about this idea of believing in Jesus, believing in God, was this kind of definitive moment, right? Like before, I don't know what I believed, but I didn't believe in Jesus, or at least I wasn't sure that I did. Even though I kind of grew up in church, I didn't really know who this Jesus guy was. And then kind of after this moment when I said this specific prayer, now I believe in Jesus, and now I'm kind of on the right side of God's kingdom, right? I spent a lot of my life, and then feeling like when I would do something wrong, or when I would sin or do something I wasn't supposed to, I would kind of like just jump back and forth on either side of that line, if that makes sense. And that was an exhausting and very difficult way to go about the Christian life and the Christian walk. And if you listen to me kind of week in and week out, you'll start to get the sense that that's not really how I see it anymore. And that's what I'd like to offer and encourage us to think about today, is that our walk with Christ, being a disciple of Christ, is really just that. It is a relationship that develops and goes over time. There are ups and downs. There are hard times and there are good times. There are easy times and there are difficult times. It's all part of that thing, like any other relationship any of us have. It is at times fraught. It is at times joyful, and hopefully overall allows us to draw deeper into the love of God and into the gifts that God has for us and the things that God invites us into as the people of God and the kingdom of God. And that's what I think is most important, this idea of believing in Jesus, right? Believing in God. He stands there and he says, if you believe in me, I am the bread that has come down from heaven. If you believe in me, you will have eternal life, right? It says that throughout the Gospel of John that we're reading a lot of these last few weeks and these next few weeks to come. The thing is, I don't think it's some definitive prayer that you need to say or some specific words you need to utter in order to believe in God. I used to think it was something that we did, right, that made us Christians. Something that we did that made us children of God. But the reality is, and I guess it's something you do insofar as it's something that you receive, right? God offers us the gift of love and of joy and of grace in the person of his son Jesus, who came, who lived among us, gave his life for us, was crucified, died, and was buried, who rose on the third day and ascended into heaven. Like through the work of his life, his death, and resurrection, we have been invited into the kingdom of God. And in the more larger global sense, yes, that is kind of what we believe in. But if you're anything like me, there's a lot there. And there's a lot that you probably struggle with. There's a lot that you probably think, is this really what we believe? Is this, how does this work exactly? What does this mean? You know, we say that creed most weeks, right after the sermon, right? The Nicene Creed we say together. That is the result of 200 years of the church, almost 300 years of the church kind of fighting over what it really means and who God is and what it means for us to, what we're supposed to believe in as the church. This is complicated stuff, and I think the most accurate word that we use in the church to describe it is that it's a mystery. right? We don't understand all of this stuff. And your job isn't to figure it out. Your job as a Christian isn't to figure out and understand God perfectly, because you're not going to do it. Our call is to walk with Christ. And that looks different for all of us. I can't tell you how to do it the right way. To put simply, when I think about, at its core, what is this thing that we're doing as Christians, I think that I have been convinced that there is a God, there is an other, there is a creator of this world. And the love of that creator binds us together in some way that is beyond the chemicals in our brain or the random chance of life. That there is something bigger at work in this universe and in this world. And it ties us and draws us together. It helps us to understand ourselves more fully. It helps us to love ourselves more truly. Because what God does is speaks to us through the Spirit in our hearts and tells us that we are loved, that we are beautiful, that we are lovable, that we are wantable. That God desires you to be a part of the kingdom of God. And we respond to that call. For me, the walk of the Christian is just spending my life trying to dig deeper into that promise, into that reality. Right? There's this thing that unites us. There's this thing that draws us together. There's this thing that helps me to love myself when I am just so bad at it myself. And what I found is I get to spend my life exploring that. What does it really mean to love myself? What is this spirit, this voice telling me in my kind of the depths of my soul that I am loved? As I start to kind of ferret out the different lies in myself that I tell myself that I'm not good enough or that I'm not wanted, or obviously if people really knew me, they wouldn't want to be around me. And those lies have a lot of power to them, at least in my life. I don't know about your experience. I'm not sure what your inner narrative says to you. And hopefully it is a much more positive inner narrative than mine is. But there's definitely stuff I wrestle with. And it's not 24/7. I think I probably talk about this so much, but it sounds like I just live in this misery all week long. And that's not true at all. But I am aware. I'm aware of those moments when people, kind of give me a compliment or tell me how glad they are that I'm in their life. There's just this little thing in the back of my mind that says, really? Really? They must not really know you that well. That's what I'm talking about. It's just that part of me that makes it hard to receive the gifts that God gives me through the people around me and through God's Spirit. And I'm guessing we all have something like that in our experience. We live in a world that is based on a meritocracy. We live in a world that, like, you know, if you do the right things, if you do good things, if you do them the proper way, you are kind of rewarded. At least that's the way we tend to think in our society. If you do the wrong things, if you do bad things, then you're punished. And I think oftentimes we kind of put that same kind of idea on the church and say that's what the kingdom of God is like, but it's not. The kingdom of God is such that Christ came as the bread of heaven, came down on earth and shared himself with us. It is what we celebrate at this table every week, right? The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Now, that's a whole nother debate if you want to talk about exactly what's happening amidst the bread and the wine at our table. That's a whole nother sermon. That's a whole nother sermon series if you want. But again, it's a mystery, and it's something we work out. You don't have to have the right theology in order to come to this rail and receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood. You simply need to desire it. Is what we do here, this weird thing that we do as the church of God, as the followers of Jesus, is what we do at this table something you desire in your life? If it is, it is there for you. You are invited and encouraged to come, to receive, to be a part of it. It is there for you. The reason it exists is so that we can come together, be united, and join together in God's love. And that as we do that over and over again, week in and week out, as this becomes a part of our life and the way we live our life, it starts to change us. It starts to just change the way we see the world. It starts to change the way we see the things around us and the way we see ourselves. It just does. I can't quite explain it. I wish I could just kind of write it down in this, like, step by step, this is how it works, you know? And I think a lot of times we in the church try to do that. We try to make it this very simple formula that if you just follow it, everything will be good, right? That's the prosperity gospel we hear a lot about, right? If you just do all the right things, you'll be rewarded and you'll be rich. But life is more complicated than that. And I'm guessing each and every one of us comes from a very, very different place this morning. You have your own anxieties and your own stresses. You have your own worries and things that are just, you know, that you just can't stop thinking about, right? Those of you that are like, what did he say for the first half of the sermon? I was distracted, right? That was me. I never heard more than half a sermon my whole life. It's part of why I record them and listen to them again so I can be like, what did I say? Everything that I want to do and I want to encourage us to do in this place is to allow ourselves to be in awe of God, to allow ourselves to wonder, to allow ourselves to be curious. And in that curiosity and in that wonder, to explore the things of God as we experience them as they are given to us, as we encounter and interact with them. And I hope that in that struggle, in that play, in that back and forth with God, with what lives in us and what wrestles and what wars within us, in the midst of that, we will start more and more to understand and to be able to hear what the voice of God sounds like. We'll start being better and better able to identify the parts that are the lies that we have been taught or that we have learned to believe some point in our lives, and we will start to be able to hear more clearly and understand more fully the voice of God that speaks to you, a voice of love, a voice of grace, a word of joy and of peace. And that in that transformation, in that change, we will become more and more fully who God created us to be. And that that reality will cause us, will naturally lead to us living in this world in a different way. And this is what I say over and over again, but I really want to emphasize it. I don't know exactly what you're supposed to be in this world. I don't understand it fully. I can't tell you how to follow Jesus the right way. I can just invite you into it. I can say, keep coming back, keep being a part of this weird thing we call the church. Keep coming to this table and receiving the bread and the wine, the body and the blood, and let's see where it takes us. Let's see how it affects us, and let's see how it affects one another and the way in which we relate to one another and the way in which we relate to this world. Because at the end of the day, this teaching, it does, just like the Jews complained, right, in the gospel, this seems like an impossible teaching. How can you come down from heaven? What are you talking about? Like, we know you. We know your parents, right? When Jesus tried to explain himself, it generally confused the disciples, it confused the people that listened to him, and it confuses us today. And there are some moments where Jesus explains exactly what he's talking about, but they are rare. Because Jesus didn't come to give us all the answers. Jesus didn't come to make everything simple or to make everything clear. He came to shake things up. He came to invite us into relationship and to say, the world that you live in is fraught and is confusing, is beautiful and joyous and difficult and hard all at the same time. And you are going to be a part of that world. And as you are a part of it, you have a place, you have gifts, you have things to share. And I want to invite you into the kingdom of God that you can then go out and be a part of it in this world. So thank you for being a part of this place. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. Please know that whether you're here for 1 week or for the rest of your lives or somewhere in between, that this place is changed because of it. That we are more fully the kingdom of God because you've been a part of it. And I hope that a piece of who we are here goes with you wherever you go this week and beyond. I pray that as we live out this relationship, this interaction between us and God, that we would be open to the ways in which we are being changed. That we would try to let go of the ways in which we have been convinced that there is this right way for us to be and that we just need to kind of like hold on, like white knuckling it on that path. To give ourselves a little freedom to figure out maybe and to feel out where God is taking us and where God has for you. Give yourself that freedom. Give yourself that space to be, to love, to be loved. And one day at a time as we go, as we do this together, we will continue to learn and to be filled with the Spirit of God who has and is continuing to change our lives in this world. And I'm so glad to have the opportunity to do it alongside of you and with you. Thank you. Amen.